Hallelujah. Something unusual is going on. I've been in lots of services. I've got almost 2 million miles on just American Airlines. Lots of services. And there's something going on here that's just a little bit new to me. It's having this kind of effect on me. I know that it'll have an effect on you, and along with it, when I started questioning it inside, he said, "You'll know the change because it's going to affect your walk." Well, I'm sure I'm not alone in here. Had something really funny happen. I was going to... He told me, he warned me about the robe and everything, so I'm... So I've taken one picture before. If you have any more on here, somebody else did it. I took one picture with this in the past. I can make calls on it. it acted up in my pocket. It wasn't a usual ring to me. I thought, what in the world? And I reached down and drug it out, and it was on the camera. The camera was turned on. So I grabbed it and took two or three pictures. There's something going on. God wanted a picture or something. So I'm going, what in the world? I can't hardly use it, so it uses itself. So, whatever's happening, I can't push it, you know. But I know it's not just me. That something supernatural is taking up some kind of residency. And I think some of you better look for unusual things to happen that you'll go, oh, glory to God, it turned out different than I thought.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See, you can't hardly do something good without collecting attention from another world, you know. See, the Lord talks to me different at times when He really wants to get something over to me. He talks my language. And in breaking into private worship, I got series on it and things. I can remember I'd lift my hands till they got tired. I was in a soundproof room for radio. And I'd be thanking Him and glorifying Him. It'd get drier than cracker juice. I mean, the words were all pancake flat laying around on the floor. I had a spatula trying to get them up. But He did something. He did something. He opened my eyes and I got to see. And I just thought that I didn't know. I thought I just couldn't get through, I guess. And what I saw, it looked like a couple of angels having a discussion in heaven. And they was watching me, and I was on some kind of TV looking thing where they could watch. See, I'm thinking, gee. I had my hands up like that, and devils were all around screaming and fussing, and put them down, and you ain't going to do anything. And they was doing that, and then the angel just got excited. Kind of, he said, look at this. They've unleashed all of that kind of hell on him, trying to get him to stop, and they hadn't been able to. Look at that. And I'm going, this is a good thing. After that, I had helium hands. And I never will forget some of the first results from it. And you want to talk about affecting faith and different things. I saw a rock land in a pond, and the rings went out, and the first one filled the spirit, and the second, it drastically affected the soul, and the third one, the geography. And I seen each wave go out. And you know, when Wigglesworth, some would get on a train or something, and walk by a passenger, and they'd go, oh my God, your presence convicts me. That's geography. So I saw that pond, and here I am. I'm going up to do the kills. Say it, all right. Yes, say it. I went out to do the first meeting I had after that experience. And it was an old friend. His ultra holiness days with me, and we rode to the coast with him, and the sun set in Rosalie's lap, you know, as we went over the mountains. Well, now the son was preaching, and the father, and they wanted me to come and preach, and so I did, and I got all done, and it was a pretty usual service, you know. And then I went out to the recovery place. Pretty soon, his mom came out. She come out and she says, I haven't been able to move my thumb for a long time. And I don't know why we do that. If their thumb is stuck, we like to try to see how stuck it is. Yeah, you're right. I went up to try to test it, and it went, chick-a-chom. And I went, oh my. And she goes, oh my God. I'm healed. I go, what in the world? This was a long time ago. No. I'm healed. I go, God. She went back in and blubbered about it. I mean, talked about it. And the boy come out who is blind in an eye. And I was trying to figure out how to do it. So I don't know why. What do we think? We're a doctor or something? I leaned forward and I was trying to look in the eye, you know. Can you imagine somebody doing that to you as the first thing they see? I can see it open. It's open. He got up and run out in the front yelling, it's open. Things leveled out. He taught me on it and why it came and what it was. So these unusual things happening here, like my phone calling me, and I get it out, and the camera's on. I'll for a mere $500, you can have a copy. I was can bearing my soul, you know, to a little bit. I was telling him some things while stuff was going on, and the very thing that's preaching against, I was talking about it. And when I first came to Tulsa, all this was going on about giving, it'll be given to you, and oh man, they said $1,000 you'll get $100,000 back. But I solved that problem. I just called him up and said, why don't you give it and then you can keep the $100,000. I didn't do it right then, but I did it later. I thought about it, you know. And I was watching these guys and I said, is this the way you do it? And if I wanted to switch to the persuasion mode, I could get you. I could get you. So I think, okay, all right. Okay, so I set this all up. But their pledge to my ministry was $1,000. I met at a place, sent a flyer out, had a dinner present. I went away with 80,000, about 150 people. Then another 30,000 pledged. I've been going to Brazil for 25 years, and it was before that, and was supposed to have been to help. Brazil was one of the facts of the offering. That lasted a little while. I'll tell you again. You can't keep praying in tongues and stay on an ugly trail. You hear me? You can't. One, you have to stop one or the other. You think, well, I could bear it. No, you can't. You think you can. You can't. You'll wake up one day and make your mind up to change it. And here you thought you were tough. You can't. So I can't thank Him enough that He's fixed it to where anybody, He's no respecter of persons. He said, these signs will follow them that believe. He didn't isolate ministries at that point, so that this had this one and that one. Just a believer. And He's made it possible for anybody who wants to can get on that path and put one foot in front of the other until you've walked into everything the cross has provided for you. If I know anything, I know that. Would you? I'm not in shape for much. I don't get disabled too easily. This is a rarity. You'll find if you make private worship habitual. And when He said that special thing to me about private worship, I fell over almost under the power. Because He talked my language, you know. I got a jacuzzi. There's nothing I like better to do after a run, you know. Oh, yeah. He says, he's private worship, he says, is a private worship is the jacuzzi, my jacuzzi that I get in with you. I go, oh, well, I really feel good and stuff when I get in a jacuzzi, boil and limber, and all the sweat glands stay open till the rest of the poison's all out. You feel so good you can't even stand yourself. And He said that private worship's His jacuzzi, means He crawls in there with you and has the best time. Feels so good. And I said, well, how about corporate worship? That's the swimming pool. I Hallelujah. Now, to me, that meant everything. That just, he just loves that private worship. Just loves it. I mean, what else can we give him? What else can we give him? There's no fellowship with a robot. This is, you know, she's his robot.
I love you.
She really loves me.
I love you.
Yeah, you know, because she turned her phone back off.
I love you.
Wasn't her decision. She has a switch. Wouldn't mean nothing to you. The most costly thing heaven's ever sustained is your right to make choices. But without them, what does he have? When you lift those hands up and tell him that you love him, he knows you didn't have to. You know you didn't have to. Did you know, after being who he is for eternity, and that what he gets out of a family, to know that you're raised in your hands and you're telling him that you love him because you do? He knows it's your choice. You don't think that means the world to him? Hallelujah, Jesus.
I love you.
Oh, shut up. So would you kind of lift those hands half-mast, or you can stand up or sit down, whatever you want to do, or stand up a while and sit down when you want, which you do anyway. So lift about half-mast, as high as you want for a minute. What don't you tell him? Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. First taught me about the power that was in forgiveness. God, the destruction that ought holds. Somebody is suing me for $150,000. I didn't do nothing. Anyway, the lawyer, you know, he was fixing the papers, gonna get me. And something happened and his computer deleted everything. All the information that took him so long to collect, whatever. And I said, I know this guy. I said, now he's gonna sue you. He's gonna come after you now. I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll rebuild the case against me. What do you want to know?
Wow.
The lawyer couldn't take it. If I remember correctly, he ends up getting saved, and I heard that through another person.
Hallelujah.
He ends up getting saved.
Hallelujah.
And the guy ends up dropping it.
Wow.
So to think what he's done for us and giving us this language. And from all I can gather, if God doesn't want the devil to understand it, he won't.
Amen.
I think God has several billion languages throughout eternity. He can pick one or make one up as he goes. He's the one creating the words. Have at it. So you'll say, and it'll be you and your authority. What did he say? Pray the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers. Harvest truly plenteous laborers of you. What did he need us for? Because we have the authority here. See, he's transferring the authority over to you in the prayer. He's creating what it's saying, but it's you praying it. Originates in the part of the brain to where back here laughter is not controlled by you, basically. Or he's crying. You can't stop it sometimes. That's the part of the brain that feeds that. And Dr. Peterson did a study on it, and the tongues originates there. So you're praying this, and you may feel this, you know, oh boy, you can feel some emotion with it at different times and things. This is why. But the authority's been transferred to you. You're praying the Lord of the harvest now in tongues. He can answer it because he listened real close to see what you were saying. No. The whole world could be praying in tongues at once, and he'd know whatever one of you are asking. Bronk can give you an idea because he's from Florida. You go up to Florida coast. You ever look at the grains of sand and how many they are? How many do you imagine they are at the whole coast? Well, if each grain of sand was an entire galaxy populated with people, God could go by at the speed of light and know what every single one was doing.
Yep. Right.
Don't worry about your problem. Let it go. Let it go. Yet he can spend time with you. We kind of get the feeling if he was with me last night, he wasn't with you. It doesn't work like that. I can't speak with tongues, Brother Roberson. That's because you're sitting in your chair and you're not up front here. Come on. Come up here and receive him. He'll fill you and you'll walk away praying supernaturally. Come on. Come on. Come. Okay, you'll come by 3. You'll come by 3. He'll get filled again just so you can go home.